Hey, yo, what up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles, the host of the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. I welcome you all. Thank you for tapping in, hitting it up, you know. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. I mean that wholeheartedly, too. All praises due to the Most High on this very, very, very bitter cold, sultry Sunday morning, you know. Flat out. For real, I don't know, you know. I know, you know, it's a cold front going on the east, you know, in the United States, in the east coast, you know, the Midwest. But I swear I seen two Eskimos fucking, and a polar bear was filming it. You know what I mean? For real, like, I'm just saying, man. That shit is ridiculous out there, but nonetheless, very thankful and grateful that I have somewhere warm to be during things like this right here, you know, and I ain't being a homosexual out here like most of y'all be out here doing. A lot of y'all be out here doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, we here with episode 11, season 5, all the way live, 365. Been getting some real good feedback from increased listeners, paying attention to the podcast, been watching the growth and maturation throughout the seasons. But I appreciate it, you know. Real live salute to y'all too, you know. Y'all, a lot of life, self-reality, the people in life motivate all this shit on some real live talk, straight up and down. You have no idea, but I think you do. If you don't, you will. Plain and simple, simple and plain. But oh wait, I ask a question real quick, man. I was sat with how can I say this? Anxious spirit. You know, like, with so much going on, and, you know, everybody got some shit going on, for real. I'll never be one of them ones that, like, only want to speak about my shit. But I am a human, like the rest of y'all, you know. So it's only natural for me to just unapologetically share how I tie in to the content that I put out here. And not talk about myself in third person, but really be, like I say, that's why this podcast platform right here is dedicated to addressing self, reality, the people, and life in general, straight up like that. So I don't have to be on that old goofy ass half talk and be talking about myself in third person, huh? I have a real live, anxious, disturbed style spirit going on right now. And it's not on the evil level, even though the devil's always working and Satan is always trying to attack and infiltrate the Most High's chosen ones and strong ones. And it comes in so many different angles and directions, you know. But you have to be aware of it. Have to be aware of it. But how that ties into the topic, which is, it's only at that moment. It's only at that moment. Dot, 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 blah, 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 yah, 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 yah. Let's live in. Yeah, it's only at that moment. See, you have individuals that's going to definitely just consistently, almost like it's a job to them, occupation, that they just take, use. But it's at that moment when you stop allowing whatever individual or individuals to do that shit, is when all of a sudden You're the problem. You ain't this and this and that. You think you too good. You ain't shit. You this and that. It's always, as soon as you stand on business, like folks like to say right now, stand on business and handle your own real life shit. Protect your own fucking heart, mind, and spirit. Stop allowing individuals to project their whack assness on you, to sit up and fucking disrespect you on so many levels. That's when people have a problem with you. That's why this Cat Williams shit is so trendy. Everybody tried to peg him as crazy, and then he probably is a little bit, but you know, he's not crazy to the point where he don't know what he's speaking on. But we all crazy. As soon as you came out the fucking womb, we came into craziness. We weren't born into sin, like a lot of folks like to run with, but we sure enough came into some craziness. You know? So everybody got some a little bit of crazy in them. The levels of it all is a whole different topic right there. But folks love to gaslight you. They gaslight other individuals with negativity towards you. When you stop allowing that bullshit, man, for real, to go on in your life, you shut down users. You shut down the unaccountable. You shut down the judgmental, but don't want judgment passed on them. You shut all that shit down. That's when they have an issue with you. That's when they call you crazy. That's when they want to get everybody else to rally up and not fuck with you. One thing I've learned in life, and I've definitely had to relearn it in this life shit, now that I'm podcasting and everything, is you know you're doing something right when folks don't want to fuck with you because you're being right about your shit. That makes sense. Doing something right when folks is going out their way to be difficult towards you. Some would even call it hating, but I don't want to just downplay it like that. It's deeper than hating, you know? You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. I see it. And the craziest thing about it, for me, family does it the most for me. Like the song just said, when you got friends like y'all, who the fuck need enemies? You know what I'm saying? That's the straight up truth. You got some friends out here and family members out here, and you be looking like, damn, do I really even need enemies? I gotta watch out for these individuals. I'm not gonna get into the depths, but I had one of the closest people to me, means everything to me, try and pull that shit just yesterday. It came in the form of a text conversation, but they straight up and down were definitely coming with learned behavior and patterns that they know for a fact. I've spoke on many times that I don't rock with, respect, or fuck with on any level in life. Straight up and down. So I'm sitting there like, oh, okay. That's what time we on? All right. I don't need no watch for this one here. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't rock with that kind of shit. But they sure enough was trying it. Yeah. Real live talk. But yeah, folks, well, definitely, it's the moment where you take back your self-respect, your dignity, your pride. Folks be so proud about the wrong shit. But when you really stand on some real live shit and you be proud about it, you stick your chest out a little bit, stand firm, you stand your ground real firm. Be real calculated with your moves and who you have around you. Folks trying shit on you. Make you like you the problem. And this kind of topic right here is very important because it's going on a whole lot in life. And they do it with Trump. Not saying Trump is some great citizen out here. No, never that. I don't believe in this, the lesser of two evils. Evil's evil. So I'm against it on all levels. I have no belief in the whole saying, the lesser of two, choose the lesser of two evils. Nah. Nope. Anything that is noticeably, directly against my moral beliefs and moral code, I ain't on it. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. Shit is crazy out here. Anyway. Call you right back. Oh, wait. Some guns are right there. Wait. Love me some good morning cake, ganja cakes, you know what I mean? But yeah, show your power out here, y'all. Respect yourself and hold your respect for yourself so high on the standard level, so fucking powerful and strong that you leave no room for anybody to think you can come tear that down. You got folks that's gonna sit up and come with they shit, man, to fuck with you up and trigger you. They think that trigger you and triggering you causes a control situation. No, it doesn't. A trigger is exactly what it is. You pull that mug, it's gonna be some catastrophes going on. So be careful who you be trying to trigger out here. What are you gonna gain from it? You mess around and lose your life out here. And this is not me threatening anybody. This is life, real life talk, you know. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people do on a daily day basis to get through this real life shit out here. So quit trying to trigger people. Quit smiling in people's faces, man, and plotting their demise or wishing on their downfall. Because you got told no a few times when you quote unquote needed it. Fuck out of here, huh? Grow up. And I don't mean with age. I'm talking about internally. Grow the F up. On the speedy side, too, with it. But I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. Shut it down real quick. I want to speak on that real quick. I got some individuals that want to speak on it as well. But I'll take advantage of the moment. And that's why we have continuations. All these is just real live conversations real quick. Real live thoughts of a real live man. Going through it, but have a real solid plan on how to get through it. Continue leading by example, not a sample. Real live talk. Y'all be well out here. Stay careful. Stay great if you know how to. And definitely be sucker free if you know how to be. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to be coming live and direct with some more episodes. I'm going to do a few, not play catch up, but I got to definitely rep up. Real live talk. Out.